Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts, the hottest podcast in the streets. Visit the new website today, www.bigfactspod.com.
Live from First Class Sounds, is DJ Scream. It's time for another episode of Big Facts. We up in here. DJ Scream, Big Bang, Baby J. A shout out to T, Duct Tape Dave, Kodak, Big Homie Kodak. Shy, what do you have a name? Shy Jones. And Cashizzy.
Big Shy.
We in the building. You know what I'm saying?
Big Cheese and Big Shy. We in the day in the building.
What's the word?
It's going to be interesting today because this nigga ain't got no weed.
You going weedless?
It's coming.
You going weedless?
Oh, it's coming.
Oh, it's on the way.
Oh, shit.
All right. Check up. Everybody good?
I'm fantastic.
Would y'all tell me if y'all won?
Of course.
Okay.
This is the transparency hour.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I'm seeking out therapy.
You seeking out therapy? What's the word? I do therapy every Saturday.
Do for real?
Yeah. I do therapy every Saturday, 9 a.m. Won't miss it. Pour my heart out.
You talk to?
Huh? Dr. Joanne. Shout out to Dr. Joanne.
Female.
Yeah, look, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm seeking out for medical attention.
Are you joking? I'm being for real.
I'm not joking, bro. I'm dead serious.
Man, bro.
It comes a time that you have to realize, man, it is you.
What you doing? You ain't do nothing.
Yeah, I'm the problem.
See, I don't want to see it. I don't see none of that.
Huh?
What you be doing wrong?
I'm saying my problem.
Oh, your problem.
Not nobody else's problem. I'm my own problem, man.
Okay, I got it.
You feel what I'm saying?
You
don't get what I'm saying.
I get
bro.
What
shit off. You get what I'm saying,
I get
bro.
I totally get what you say.
Are we elaborating or are we moving forward?
Let's move forward.
Why you want to do it like that, Jay?
The listeners
want to know us.
Let's go. Let's get it.
I ain't trying to be. Yeah,
yeah, I'll be no therapy session.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, that's what I'm seeking.
What's
out
on your brain, Jane?
I'm gonna be honest, bro. Like, you know how you. This might be the worst.
I just can't make up my mind about shit.
That's this Gemini shit. Shouts to my wife.
Thank God somebody said it other than me.
How you fix it?
You can't
fix it. You were born that way, dog. Like, you're gonna die like that. Like, I hate to say it.
See, like, you got Bank. You got Big Bank. And you got Big Bank Black.
Then you got Low Down Dirty.
Okay, I ain't mean.
Then you got the he's still. You can't ever completely let him go. He's still like in the background. That's you, like.
All right, y'all gonna turn this into
what we talking about today, Jay? We'll get back to that.
Okay, hold on. Let me see what these people sent in. Okay, so
today we are talking about one big facts.
We got fan mail from Melissa. She's one of our loyal followers.
Okay. Big shout out to you,
Melissa. And basically her question is, when you're dealing with a person, do you go into detail about your sexual pleasures the first time that you guys have sex? Like, do you let, like, what she's trying to say is, do you let people know?
Do you
know,
put it down the first time you have sex?
Do you let your entire freakiness out?
Layman's terms, the first time you fuck.
The first time you fuck, go all the way out?
Show
like
all your moves.
Yeah.
You don't supposed to show all your moves, but you gotta let
you better give a damn good
you
preview.
You gotta let your your first impression
women
be the best.
Have something called the report, dick report or some shit.
Dick report?
Yeah.
What the hell is a dick report?
When she call her friend the next day explaining what you just did to her.
Cause keep it real, Jay.
That's more of a female question though. Female, cause a nigga better put it down the first time.
Right.
You better do everything you can do.
Right.
If you want to get it again.
She might not never get this move no more.
But if the female don't go crazy, you might not call her back either.
But some of these niggas get scared of that shit, boy. Some of these girls got them throat pro. Like GoPro the camera. Throat pro, man. Like real shit. You do all that, niggas be scared, like, bro, hell nah, I can't be fucking with y'all.
She too seasoned.
And then they always come back, so that's cap.
Not really, though. Some niggas run from that shit.
Nah.
Cause they be scared.
Yeah, they run down the street and turn around and come right back.
Niggas gotta gather themselves. You gotta goddamn just take a breath.
Niggas gotta regroup, yeah.
Need a Gatorade or some shit, get you a bologna sandwich.
Niggas get scared, regroup, and then return.
I say go crazy. Live every day like it's your
man,
last.
Man, you got to, though.
You got to say go crazy.
Ain't no use of you coming in here playing.
Yeah.
You gonna get a bad report. You don't never want no bad report on
you. Bad report's travel.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm for sure. Who gives a fuck about a report, though?
Everybody.
I guess that. I guess like y'all, like y'all said, the other shit only applies to females. I guess that only applies to you niggas because at the end of the day,
you mean a woman ain't even a report. You mean a woman want the word on the block to be she got some bad pussy?
No, that's your reputation.
You gonna somebody still gonna try it?
But is there a such thing as bad pussy, though?
Yes, absolutely. Huh?
Yes, it could be loose.
It could be stank.
Yeah, it could be stank.
It could be dry.
I don't have those problems, so I don't know.
There's some niggas out here that's like, a hole's a hole. Look, they gonna do whatever.
I'm just saying, like, seriously, you don't
want that. All that shit y'all talking about, I ain't never done
that. It's
part
of your reputation.
I don't know.
Thank you.
Everything you do is part of your reputation, like we said. I hate this, like, it's part of your legacy, you know what I'm saying? You could be known as the person around town with some bad sex. Do you want that?
I ain't never dealt with
you
that.
You in the club and everybody looking at you like you the bad sex person.
I wouldn't give a fuck anyway, but I ain't never like.
If it's a woman, niggas gonna be like, I gotta see how bad it is. Yeah.
I feel you.
I gotta see how bad this pussy is. I'm gonna test it out. Let y'all niggas know. Then she still gonna get beat. A nigga got a bad dick apart, bitch not even gonna fuck with
him. It ain't even gotta be bad dick. It could just be little dick.
What?
Yeah, bitches is not gonna fuck with her. Get around. You got a little dick.
It's like, scary out here.
Bad out here for y'all.
Shy Sex Podcast coming soon.
I'm just saying, Lil Dick's is out. I hear you got a Lil Dick that's out. I may want to.
But see, it's not even necessarily like it depends. Like it depends on like it depends on how you're describing like little.
Man, Lil Dick is Lil Dick.
What is Lil Dick to you, Shy?
Right. Yeah, what is Lil Dick to you, Shy?
Y'all know what a Lil Dick is. Lil Dick is little, skinny. Little ain't hitting no shit. Just sit on your balls. Don't go past the balls. It's just out here bad. When you put it into
ling-a-ling, jingling around them motherfuckers.
I mean, I'm just saying, it's guys
man,
out here.
Man, come on,
dick.
Man. Let go to the next part of that. You know, turn this shit to jangling, jangling.
Yeah, the Shy J show.
I mean, hey, y'all. Oh,
I get what you're saying.
What if it's a nice person? See, women always complaining about meeing a good nigga and a nice person.
But see, if the sex is, if the sex is bad, it's not gonna last.
What call us say women be out here creating super niggas? This nigga that y'all looking for don't even exist. Y'all just out here.
Ain't no relationship gonna last with no bad sex.
That's out.
Period.
You not about to be with a girl with a vagina stain.
Yeah, it's not going to work, Kodak.
If she could be fine as hell, her pussy
stain won't hit.
You're not finna be going home to no bad sex, bro. Period.
I mean, you got to be attracted to it.
Period. So. No.
Nah, that
I can't be attracted to it. I can't be attracted to it.
These women gold diggers is like real gold diggers is fucking with people with bad sex.
Yeah, they're cheating.
That's a job.
They're cheating.
That's a job.
That's easy.
They're cheating.
She ain't got no choice.
Yeah, she don't care. Because in her head, your sex don't even count.
She's obligated.
Wow.
What else is she going to do? But at the end of the day, I bet you she got a nigga somewhere that's hitting it the right way.
That's
scary. Yeah. Right or wrong. I'm saying that's big facts. Right or wrong.
Yeah, all right.
Big
facts.
The
money.
She playing a role, though. So.
All right, so.
But it's, okay, so let me, I got another question. Let me ask y'all this, because the nigga just told me this last night, right?
Mm-hmm.
A nigga just told me last night that a nigga ain't shit unless he at least has one main bitch that he's cheating on.
That ain't true.
That's stupid.
Well, shout out to my nephew. He just told me this last night.
He's
like,
tripping. Nephew tripping.
We were having a discussion, a little group discussion or whatever. And the general consensus, they're younger, but the general consensus is that if you don't have at least one main bitch that you're cheating
Why
on.
Why can't you just have a whole bunch of hoes?
I get what he's saying. Not saying cheating. He probably.
Nah, but it's like if you don't have some sort of.
One
stability
main one
in the middle lying, of your chaos.
Lying to he's, one.
Yeah, you know
he,
what I'm saying?
Like,
you ain't shit.
He really saying, like, if you don't have that one girl at home who give a fuck about you, you ain't really shit. You don't got not one that one girl who care about
so
you.
So it's different, though. But I guess she probably said it different.
Yeah, she said it different. That's what he trying. He might be trying to say that.
So the
say
one
it
that,
again?
So the one that give a fuck about you, the reward.
Like, if you ain't got one motherfucker that love you unconditionally, you must be some bullshit.
Hoes. Yeah,
nah, fuck the hoes. I don't know about that part, what they talking about the hoes.
I guess
that's what they saying, like.
Yeah, you ain't got
one of them at least got to
like,
be down.
One who love you unconditionally.
You ain't got one?
Yeah, you ain't shit.
What you think?
That's an issue.
That's an issue.
But yeah. Do you reward the one that gives a fuck about you with
you better
fucking around on
them? Definitely.
Better. That's the reward?
No, that ain't the reward. The reward is she the one that come around your family. When you got to show up and pop out, she better be the one.
That's kind of touchy, though. Like,
that's what I learned. Like,
because it's like...
A player. Jade is a player.
When you get into the whole mains and sides discussion...
Time out before you even go any further. Would y'all ever be mains with y'all niggas having sides?
No.
It depends.
It depends.
A nigga's gonna do what a nigga's gonna do, but a nigga's not finna play in my face, period. If I'm a quote unquote unknown main and ignorant main and I don't know anything about sides, then I don't know anything about the sides, whatever he's doing, that's on him. But being the quote unquote main, knowing that this nigga got sides, fuck no.
That sound like a pass.
No. I wanna know.
It's a pass.
It's not a pass.
You don't know.
If I'm ignorant to the fact, that's not a pass. If I don't know about this shit and this nigga don't play in my face, that's not a pass because I don't know about nothing. He's keeping that shit away from me.
You could be playing like you don't know.
Yeah, sometimes I think deep down.
You know when you know.
Female intuition knows.
Yeah, you know when you know when you know. So it's all the same.
Yeah.
No, the fuck is not.
I get what you're saying, but.
You deep down, you know.
I get what you're saying too, but it's like.
Basically, it is.
Yeah.
Deep down, you know.
If you having little shit that you feel like you got to check this nigga phone or you got to do all that.
Who checks phones? No, I'm just saying not shit.
Check or you just feel like you sniffing for something. Mm-hmm. You know it's something.
Mm-hmm. But
if y'all have disagreements and arguments about unnecessary shit, you know it's something else.
Definitely.
Y'all just arguing the arguments about really that, but y'all, you gonna argue about the tissue because you don't got proof that this nigga, because you ignorant to the fact, whatever you said, you don't got proof, but you really argue this nigga because something ain't right.
Yeah. But, okay, here's my thing with that. Something might not be right or whatever, and we could be arguing about the tissue in place of the real argument about something not being right because there's no proof. But at the end of the day, if I can't ever solidify what's not right, or if this shit has never, like, come across my doorstep or come across my phone or, like, I've never fucking been faced with this shit in person and there's no type of nothing going on that it's has
just,
ever...
You respect the respect. Just say that. Let me see the light, bro.
Yeah.
You feel like anything else would be disrespect, but shit, if you know something going on, you still...
Being disrespected.
Yeah. But it might not be nothing going on and you may just be tripping. It's like... The benefit of
when
the doubt.
When has a nigga been tripping?
I'm just trying to play devil's advocate.
I'm just saying, when has a nigga been tripping?
A nigga ain't never been tripping.
If you think
I ain't never been tripping.
If you exactly. think
it, like, I, if I know, I know. But what I'm saying to you is, it's just like, that shit just be crazy. Like, you can't, you gotta, it's not on some, like, innocent until proven guilty type shit. But it's like, why deal with that unnecessary headache if it's never been... directly brought to your face.
So, because there's a lot of women in this situation. So if you
because if that's the case, you're gonna be miserable trying to fucking figure out what's going on. Is something this and that? Is it this bitch, that bitch, whatever?
Say you really fuck with this person. If you find out and you didn't know, how do you react? Like, if you find out, but you really fuck with this person, is there any second, third chance? Is there any chance?
Like, you want me to just be real?
Yeah, there's the heart with your heart with this person.
I can't answer that till I get in that situation.
But the thing about it, real once shit. You take a nigga back, no matter how much crying, and I'm sorry, you just basically said it's okay.
It's cool.
It's okay.
That's it.
Just cover it up, nigga.
I don't give a fuck who it is. So we might as well just be
open
and transparent about this situation. Let me know.
You better let me know before somebody else let me know.
So how are you reacting?
Me?
Yeah.
She gonna already know.
I'm gonna already know.
You don't already know because you just know, or he told you.
He told me.
He told you, I can't fuck with one woman.
If I'm dealing with somebody.
And you decided to accept that.
Yep.
But do you reply by fucking with other people?
Hold dice. What we just said?
No. What did y'all just say? She's saying she going to know.
I'm confused.
Basically, what she on is, I'm going to make it real comfortable for him to tell me the truth.
Basically.
And then, but what I'm saying, how do you reply, though? Do you get on some bullshit? Are you cheating, too?
If it's somebody I love and if he's cheating in my head, because I'm really me.
But shit, if both of y'all are cheating, then y'all really ain't in a relationship.
No, we just
it ain't no relationship.
We in a relationship.
What I'm saying is, who made the rule.
Yeah. How the relationship that supposed it, to
yeah, relationship supposed to be man and one and one.
A relationship no.
That's
is
what I want to get out of.
My relationship got to be one on one, but a lot of other people relationships.
What I'm saying is, who made that rule though? Back in Africa, we was kings, man.
I'm about to suck.
12 wives, kings, man. 12 and 16 wives and shit.
Now 12 and 16.
If you can afford them, you should be able to have them. Period. That's just my thought. But you know, we big stuck facts. In the
who
world.
Who the fuck wants to deal with all of that, though?
Some people.
Shit, some people. Niggas with multiple personalities.
A lot of African culture, as long as you can take care of them wives.
Niggas with multiple personalities.
I'm saying what sane person wants to deal with all of those different personalities and
I don't
shit.
Think they deal with personalities. Get what? You got to think, it's more like a business. It ain't personality. It's just like, I come, I make the seed, I take care of the seed.
It's just like this, man. And I ain't saying for nobody else. I'm just speaking in general. I ain't saying for me.
Get your goddamn ass out of here, bro.
It's just like this, bro. If you don't taste other food, you're not going to want to eat the same thing every day. If we were just, listen.
Hey, come on, Michael.
If we were supposed to, I'm just saying. The first time I ate spaghetti, this is how I'm going to eat for the rest of my life, spaghetti. Because I like it. No, I like salmon.
Okay. Go off,
man. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Real shit.
Yeah, get you a woman that can.
I'm just saying, so how people can't have what they like.
Be different entrees. Some women are really flavorful. They could be different vibes.
But some women will be open to it if you just tell them. I think the betrayal is when you trying to act like you can be this person to this woman. Facts. And then you know what I'm saying? If I tell you, hey, man, I don't know what to tell you.
Right.
Cause you got some.
Cause you're gonna be a fuck nigga by lying to you just.
I think, yeah, and I think that's the fucking kick in the face, the lie. Yeah. Like, even though, you know,
but you know
it's
why
still
people lie.
Kind of because people lie. Can't control and handle the truth.
No, because they're scared of if I don't lie to Jay, she's gonna leave me. It's greedy, it's selfish as fuck. It shouldn't be that way. But if I tell her the truth,
She's gonna fuck with me.
Maybe I could goddamn dance around and do this shit for 6 months, a year before she find out and enjoy Jade and enjoy my other
life
too.
That shit too stressful.
That's too much.
There's a lot of people living like that.
If you know how to handle it.
There's a lot of people living like that.
It, nah, for sure.
I ain't saying I'm an advocate of it.
That's greed though.
No, it is. It's selfish.
That's greed. Yeah,
but it's just like, why lie though? Like, why lie? Because a lot of people can't handle this.
Why lie? But most people are.
Say it again. Say it again.
A lot of people can't handle the truth. That's just
the key to it.
And you kept you really feeling like I'd rather not hurt this person, but ultimately you eventually hurt him anyway.
Either way, you hurt him. If you tell me if the person you love tell you the truth and be like, I can't fuck with just you, it's gonna hurt you. If the person don't tell you and you find out, it's gonna hurt you.
The lie is gonna hurt more.
For sure, it should, because it's betrayal mixed with the truth.
Not really, because a nigga lie, he gonna still come back with the goddamn. I ain't mean to do it. Still lying.
You meant to do it.
You ain't mean to get caught.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it is like, it's different stroke, different folk, man. You never know how this shit go at the end of the day.
Yeah, absolutely. So what did we conclude? We concluded that you should tell the truth, which we always are big facts is about the truth. Tell the truth. You'll be surprised.
It's hard. Yeah, but you'll be surprised. Like you said, you'll be surprised. Motherfucker might be on what you on.
Period.
Yeah.
Big fact. We concluded that you should give the person you love the benefit of the truth of the doubt.
Mm-hmm.
And we also concluded that if you're going to fuck, you might as well show your ass.
Oh, definitely. The first time. You got to go out crazy.
Bring him out.
Yeah, bring him out. Yeah, you got to go crazy.
Because everything you do is amazing.
You're listening to Big Facts with Big Bank and DJ Scream. Follow Big Facts on social media at Big Facts Pod. Big Bank and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts.
Hey, man, it's all the way up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That merch in.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. www.bigfactspod.com.
Yeah. With the real ones one time. Y'all come get y'all some of this merch, man.
Bigfactspod.com.
Let's get it.
Get that merch right now. Shop with us.
It's all the way up. Big Fat Merch.
It's going down.
Visit the new website today. www.bigfactspod.com. Visit now.